بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خطب لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطبة ما سمعت مثلها قط. Anas radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once delivered a lecture to us, such a lecture that I never heard the likeness of it before. فَقَالَ And Rasulullah then mentioned in the course of his lecture, لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكِيتُمْ كَثِيرًا. He said, O my Sahaba, if you only know that which I know, then you would laugh less and you would cry more. فَغَطَّى أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ وَجُوهَهُمْ وَلْهُمْ خَنِينَ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala عَلْمَ جَمَعِينَ, on hearing this, they covered their faces and they began weeping. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ another narration, بَلَغَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ عَنْ أَصْحَابِهِ شَيْءٍ فَخَطَبَ. Some news reached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the Sahaba, so he gave a khutbah. فَقَالَ عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ الْجَنَّةُ وَالنَّارِ. Jannat and Jahannam both were presented before me. Allah showed me Jannat and Allah showed me Jahannam. فَلَمْ أَرَكَ الْيَوْمِ فِي الْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ. I've never seen anything like Jannat, any good like Jannat, and I haven't seen anything bad like Jahannam. وَلَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُوا لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكِيتُمْ كَثِيرًا. If you only know that which I know, in other words, ulama explain, if you only know about the punishment in the qabr, if you only know the real condition, horrifying condition of qiyamah, and the different events of qiyamah, then you would laugh less and you would cry more. فَمَا أَتَى عَلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَوْمٌ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ. There was no day like this, more severe in the lives of the Sahaba than this particular day. غَتَّوْ رُؤُوسَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ خَنِينَ. They immediately covered their faces and they began sobbing. From this hadith again, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is emphasizing the importance of crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and laughing less. We should avoid excessive laughter. Yes, it is permissible to laugh and to be happy, but what happens, especially in our case, imagine Sahaba, we know the level of the Iman, and we know what their condition was in the ta'alluq with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is driving the attention to the fact that Qiyamah is a very serious thing, and there is great punishment in Qiyamah for those who will not spend their time in this world correctly. Therefore, do not waste your time in laughter in this world. Rather, cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this will assist you on the day of Qiyamah. And Rasulullah mentioned that I have been shown Jannat and I have seen Jahannam. So various reports have been mentioned. Once while Rasulullah was performing Salah, and it was the Salat for eclipse, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, suddenly he went forward as though he was grabbing something, and then he went backwards. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what were you doing? He said, no, I had seen Jannat and I saw a bunch of grapes of Jannah, and I went forward to get it. And then when I saw Jahannam, I stepped a bit back. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted the Sahaba to cry and understand what is our purpose in this world, and we should not laugh excessively. And therefore he said, if you only know what is the condition and the realm and the world of the qabr and hashr on the day of qiyamah and standing in the heat of the sun, then you would cry more and you would laugh less. وعن المقداد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول تتنى الشمس يوم القيامة من الخلق حتى تكون منهم كمقدار ميل. On the day of Qiyamah, the sun will be brought closer to the people until it will be the extent of just 1 mil. The mil, they translated as 1 mile. In other words, so many million miles away the sun is in this world. In this world, it's about 93 million miles away from us. Yet we feel the heat of the sun on the hot day. On that particular day, it will be just brought 1 mil. قال السليم بن عامر الراوي, the narrator who narrates this hadith, عن المقداد, from Miqdad رضي الله عنه, the Sahabi, He says, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا أَدْرِي مَا يَعْنِي بِالْلَيْلِ. Allah's Qasam, I'm not sure exactly what is the meaning of meal. Because meal has two possible meanings. أَمَسَافَةُ الْأَرْضِ أَمَسَافَةَ الْأَرْضِ أَمِ الْمِيلَ الَّذِي تُبْتَحَلُ بِهِ الْعَيْنِ. The word meal in Arabic could be 1 mile. Or it could even be the surma stick. The surma that we apply in our eyes. The stick is so short and so small, the stick that we dip into the bottle for applying the surma, which is so short, that could also be referred to as meal. Imagine the sun, they're not 1 mile away, but just this short distance, just above our heads. قَالَ فَيَكُونُ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ فِي الْعَرَقِ. People will be in a perspiration according to the deeds, as we mentioned yesterday. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ كَعْبَيْهِ. Some people, the perspiration will be right till their ankles. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ رُكْبَتِهِ. Some till their knees. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ حِقْوَيْهِ. Some till their hips. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُلْجِمُهُ عَلَىٰ رَقُّ الْجَامًا. And some, the perspiration will go higher and higher and higher until it will bridle their mouths, cover their mouths. قَالَ وَأَشَارَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِيَدِهِ إِلَىٰ فِيهِ رَوَىٰ مُسْلِمٌ. Nabiya Kareem showed the Sahaba the meaning of bridling the mouth. He said, he pointed with his hand to his lips, right till here, the perspiration of the person according to his bad deeds, this is how the perspiration will reach. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يعرق الناس يوم القيامة. The people will perspire profusely on the day of Qiyamah, حتى to such an extent يذهب عرقهم في الأرض 70 ذراعا. The perspiration will be so much, as mentioned, so high, and similarly it will seep into the ground as deep as 70 cubits. 70 ذراعا, 70 cubits. ويلجمهم حتى يبلغ آذانهم. And upwards it will come right till it will bridle their mouths and even reach their ears. Muttafaqun alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us on the day of Qiyamah. As I mentioned again yesterday, after Fajr and after Maghrib Salah, 7 times, Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Or you can say, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. The only difference is ajirni, or Allah protect me, ajirna, protect all of us. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. 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 Oh Allah, protect us from the fire of Jahannam. And oh Allah, keep us in your shade on the day of Qiyamah, when there be no shade but your shade. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.